And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which we know is the best youth radio. I want to start out by saying music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking you to pull back our musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibrations. So I thank you once again for joining us on this journey of Quest to hear a different perspective of our community. Now, this week's broadcast presented by our student hosts, Walter and Justin, feature famous black women from two different skill sets for our diamond segment. Our definition segment are focused on awareness and being outspoken. And finally, Robin Rihanna Fenty is our musical artist feature for Curtain. And before we begin, starting out with Walter Pierce, I'd like to bring in our panel and our student host just to say good morning. And we're going to start with Tanisha Gardner, ladies first. Good morning, Tanisha.
Grand rising, everyone, and a happy Sunday.
Okay. And Mr. Shelton Harris, good morning.
Bright moments.
All right. And student host Justin Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
Is the sun shining where you are this morning?
Yes.
All right. That's great. And I want you to take it away, Mr. Walter Pierce, and you can begin by saying good morning and go right on into your first segment. Good morning, Walter.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. You see, history is like a diamond. Each person represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, you are bound to find me. Now, my diamond seven for this week is on Ketanji Brown Jackson. And see, Judge Jackson was born in Washington, D.C., and grew up in Miami, Florida. Her parents attended segregated primary schools, then attended historically black colleges and universities. Both started their careers as public school teachers and became leaders and administrators in the Miami-Dade public school system. When Judge Jackson was in preschool, her father attended law school. In a 2017 lecture, Judge Jackson traced her love of the law back to sitting next to her father in their apartment as he tackled his law school homework, reading cases and preparing for Socratic questioning, while she undertook her preschool homework, coloring the book. Judge Jackson stood out as a high achiever throughout her childhood. She was a speech and debate star who was elected mayor of the Palmetto Junior High School and student body president of Miami Palermo Senior High School. But like many black women, Judge Jackson still faced naysayers. When Judge Jackson told her high school guidance counselor she wanted to attend Harvard, her guidance counselor warned her that she was not set for the site so high. So basically, that was too much of a high standard for her. But guess what? That did not stop Judge Jackson. She graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University, then attended Harvard Law School, where she graduated cum laude and was an editor of the Harvard Law Review. Now, you know, Judge Jackson actually received a commission as United States Circuit Judge in June of 2021. From 2013 until 2021, she served as the United States District Judge. And until December of 2014, she also served as the Vice Chair and Commissioner on the United States Commission our sentencing commission. And now, currently, she is the first black woman ever to be elected to the United States Supreme Court by President Joe Biden. And that is something that has made headlines all across the country. You know, you see on social media, a lot of people sharing this information, you know, really involved and really liking what we have done currently in our society. And obviously, she is overqualified for the position. You know, even though during the trials and things that lead up to her becoming elected into the Supreme Court, you know, you can see a lot of, you know, people trying to basically downplay her and trying to come at her and trying to just remove her from the position that she is basically trying to get at. But, you know, she continued to persevere through all those obstacles she had to face, become elected. So thank you for listening. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
And when we come back, we're going to chop it up and talk about it just a little taste. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. Nomination and now actually taking the seat on the highest court? And the answer could be yes or no, or you can elaborate in detail. But the question is, do you have a comment? Do you understand the ramifications behind a black woman being elected to the Supreme as a Supreme Court judge?
Yes, I do understand.
Well, can you elaborate? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Don't be ashamed. We all on this panel understand. Now, that being said, Justin, what we're going to do is help you to have more insight. And maybe, you know, come Saturday, you'll be able to elaborate in more detail in conversation. We're going to bring on our next panelist, Black Liberian, and see what he has to say about the Supreme Court nomination and now in the seat. What do you have to say? And good morning, my boy.
Good morning. Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. What are you? What are your comments or questions?
I have a comment. One of the things is that the United States is governed by the United States Constitution, which has been ratified and amended 27 times since the existence of the United States Constitution. The United States Constitution is the supreme, it's a document that governs all of the federal laws, federal and in fact the state laws in the United States. So this is very impactful in terms of Judge Jackson becoming, for one, an African-American female that governs the laws, but also it sets the balance. It allows other women and men to know that women have their place, a very important place in society. It kind of reminds me of the laws of Maat and violence. Hello?
Yeah, we're waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, I was hearing some background. So this is very impactful in terms of when it comes to major Supreme Court cases, you have an opportunity to have somebody look at it, especially if there's a racial issue like Trayvon Martin or any of those particular cases. Say, for example, the Brown versus the Board of Education case went to the Supreme Court of 54. Prior to that, the Plessy versus Kurt Ferguson case of 1896 had went before the Supreme Court. You had the Scottsboro. So you had numerous cases that dealt with race discrimination that went before the Supreme Court. As we can see, the great work that the late Thurgood Marshall, Judge Marshall, had done in regards to setting the balance in the United States government as it relates to law and race. This is another opportunity in that Jackson is has been appointed as a judge in the court to set the balance, to make things right, to make things better for not just African Americans, but for all Americans, because, and as the late Dr. Martin Luther King would say, any injustice can be considered injustice everywhere. So, if you balance one side, you're taking care a lot of stuff on the other side too, despite race or what have you. So, this is very significant. And as I had made mention in the beginning of the discussion that the United States Supreme Court governs all laws as it relates to the United States Constitution, which is the magnus opus. That document is very important in terms of governance of United States government and making sure that things are done in a proper manner as it relates to jurisprudence. Thank you.
Okay. And you definitely said a mouthful and a lot for Justin and us all on the panel to grasp onto. But we really thank you for your comment and insight and detail, in fact. We want to go straight to Tanisha Gardner. You being a Black woman, how does this make you feel, if you feel anything?
Definitely feel something. She's the first Black African-American woman to make history in the United States as a whole. So, yes, you know, that is very huge for us. However, we really need to look at the laws that they that are, you know, being created and amended, especially, I guess, the biggest case with her, I guess, was about the sex offenders getting less time. But it also happened in the Trump administration when they also nominated a judge. And that should raise questions, you know, as parents, you know, when it comes to laws that have to protect children. And I think that's something that we have to look into, especially the laws that are passed and how laws affected us in the past and how laws are affecting us now. And how can we start rewriting these laws to make sure that it's protecting everyone?
Okay. Thank you very much for your insight and comment. Mr. Harris, you know you're never going to get off easy with me because I'm always trying to get you to go off, right? And I just might as well be frank about that. And that being said, you know, many times scholastically as we advance in achievement, going through and becoming magnum cum laude and being at the top of your class and doing the best that you can, sometimes one might lose their identity and who they are, right? Now, I'm going out left field. You don't have to come with me, but I encourage you to. Take it away. Do you have a comment about this appointment?
Yeah, well, speaking about left field, I'm already out there with you, man. Don't even worry about that. Not yet. All right. But basically, you know, when it comes down to the Western philosophy as far as education is concerned, you know, it seems like the deeper we get into their thinking, the further away we get away from our actual focus and what we're trying to do, you know. And, you know, for example, you know, just dealing with the people that I deal with in my job, they're supposed to be all educated folks, supposedly. And, you know, but a lot of the things that we think are important for our community don't seem to be important to a lot of them. You know, and most of us look for their own agendas instead of having a united agenda. You know, so, you know, I'm hoping this is not the case with this sister. I'm very proud of this sister for her position and what she's got to do. But she's only one voice amongst all the other ones. And it really hasn't changed the dynamic of the Supreme Court. And there's a lot of things that she might have to consider, you know, as far as compromise, you know. And, you know, that's one thing about our people. We're good at compromising instead of standing strong with our convictions. But, you can't say nothing. She doesn't even have the position yet. She won't even be an actual Supreme Court judge until October. So right now she's just really like moving the furniture and stuff around. She hasn't really done anything yet. So you really have to give her a chance to do whatever she thinks you have to do. Hopefully it'll be for not only the greater good, but for the specific good as far as our community is concerned.
Okay. Now, Walter, as you can see, I went around the panel and I actually started with Justin, but from what you've heard so far, has it given you any more insight on the research that you've done about this a newly appointed Supreme Court judge?
Yeah, it has. You see, there's a lot of panelists out here. You know, there's a lot of different viewpoints and a lot of information that they have added on to, Ketanji Brown Jackson. And there's still time, and she is just elected, and we haven't seen what she has done yet as holding the position. So I think it's best just to wait and, you know, be glad that we've made this step for right now, but also let's pay attention to, you know, how she performs as her position in the Supreme Court.
Okay. And those will be the last words for today at this moment. As we continue musically, I've selected a title, Higher Ground.
Soldier,
Sounds of Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. Now time for us to transition into our next diamond segment presented by the real deal, Mr. Justin Hill. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And now for my diamond segment, we'll be on Mary Van Britten Brown. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And Mary Van Britten Brown was born October 30th, 1922. She was a nurse and innovator. In 1966, she invented a video home security system along with her husband, Albert Brown, an electronics technician. In the same year, they applied for a patent for their innovative security system, which was granted in 1969. Brown was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York. She died there at the age of 76 in 1999. Mary started her invention by creating three peepholes in the door to provide access for tall and average height people along with her children. The next step was setting up a camera that could adjust from peephole to peephole to allow people inside the house to look outside to see who was there. Mary wanted to find a way to view who was outside the house from any room and decided a wireless television system would work best. To do this, she used a radio-controlled wireless system that could stream the video to any television in the house. Along with the video system, Mary and her husband created a two-way microphone system that will allow for communication between the family and the person at the door. And that concludes my segment on diamonds. And the reason why I chose Mary was because I think that security systems are a great invention, and I just wanted to see who invented it.
Okay. We're going to talk about the innovation of creating an invention. And don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked as now we listen to a tune titled Transcend.
The night while I'm coasting around Kelly Drive, taking a scenic route over to the west side. I see this little streaker light flicker in the sky. Since the stars are radiating bright, I'm paying it no mind. Never once considered no sign of any kind. Extend my arm, turn the car stereo to nine. Head gorgeous by Silk 130 on auto rewind. About the third time it played, heard the beat sound, thought it was a part of the fade. Slightly phased, I pull over to investigate. Beat turning to a screech, making my ears ache. And the ground vibrate and my body levitate. In the hypnotical state, in the direction I face, hesitate, too late, fell for the bait, best bet, play safe, cooperate, whether in over my head or whatever the case, by chance, by fate, God planned it for me, no mistakes, transcend, physical, elevate, time won't wait, move on, face, explore, by chance, by fate, God planned it for me, no mistakes, transcend, physical, elevate, time won't wait, move on, face, explore. Okay. So I'm like floating along, tranquil feeling, sorta like I'm huffing the bone. Then I hear a voice telling me, relax, stay calm. Suddenly I'm conscious, saying the 23rd Psalm. Human-like figure approaching with open arms. Mad pole, naked knife, joined glowy palms. Gentile grill, not intimidating at all. Medium built, height about 5'10", brown skin. Looking like an African, suiting knees or something. Couldn't believe I wasn't petrified, feeling like I had to pee or nothing. So I was lower to the ground so my feet could touch it. By chance, by faith, God planned it for me, no mistakes. Transcend, physical, elevate. Time won't wait, move on, face, explore. By chance, by faith, God planned it for me, no mistakes. Transcend, physical, elevate. Time won't wait, move on, face, now eye to eye with this like alien guy. By chance or fate, this place and time. Could it be coincidental that I passed a line? He replied, more like he could read my mind. Believe that I'm pleased to find you're the second specimen I done seen of your kind. Analyzed in, I must admit you're some fine advertisement for earthlings who keep their inner light shining. You got an aura that glows like a diamond to penetrate every realm that I dwelt in. Cause of your passion and life for excelling, you will take yourself the situation that you fell in.
By chance, by faith, God planned it for me, no mistakes. Transcend, physical, elevate. Time won't wait, move on, faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God planned it for me, no mistakes. Transcend, physical, elevate. Time won't wait, move on, faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God planned it for me, no mistakes. Transcend, physical, elevate. Time won't wait, move on, faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God wanted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend, physical, elevate. Time won't wait, move on, faith, explore.
Okay, as we return, you know, the thought comes to my mind, and it is how proud I am of the heritage, the invention, and the history of our African queens and kings. You know, the black people and their contributions to this country just never ceases to end. But, you know, the real question here is, why don't we prevalently know about these things? You know, Marie Van Marie. Let me see if I can get the name. Marie Van Britten Brown, with the invention of the closed circuit television, you know, monitoring for security reasons, is something, you know, that I just learned about maybe a couple of years ago, right? But at this point, I need to fall back. And first of all, I see one of our number one fans, and I'd like for you, Val, to say good morning. And if you have a comment, please contribute. Other than that, we'll just keep moving on with the panel. Good morning, Val.
Good morning, Quest. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you very much for that comment and that good morning, Grand Rising, full of energy. We're going to go to our Black librarian and see if you have any comment as to Marie Van Britten Brown.
Yes,
okay.
I do have a comment. No surprise to me in terms of studying history. There's been a plethora of African-American women, men, that actually set the record straight by going out, patenting their intellectual property, their ideas, their everything that they have done, from Garrett Morton to on down. And it's no surprise to me. It was very insightful, great information. But if you read Abigail Sotomayor's Blacks in Early Science, Russell Adams' book on African Americans in history, Joan Carter's book on African American First, there's a whole slew of African Americans, men and women, that did great, great work in terms of inventions, business structures, and it's great information. I appreciate it.
Okay. We appreciate you and your comments. As we continue, I want to go to Tanisha Gardner. And here's another woman with a different skill set who has contributed to our society. Comment?
No, I never knew of Marie Van Britten Brown, so this is my first time really hearing of her. And for her to create such a system, and it's so funny because it's how we see it evolved over the years, and especially when she died recently, several years ago, for her to see her work manifest in such a major way and how technology has advanced, especially with the surveillance system, especially all over the world. I think that's something to really be recognized and to see how one powerful move that she made actually impacted the whole world, especially in China, because China is known to have surveillance cameras everywhere. And just to know that a Black woman invented that, to be able to set the mind frame behind it, I think that's very powerful. And how do we use it in a proper way where we are not violating people's rights? So I'm excited.
Okay. You know, the saying goes, big brother's watching. But if we really look at this particular story, this is invented by, so that's big sister who's really watching, right? And so with that being said, I turn it over to Mr. Shelton Harris for a comment.
Again, I'm not surprised. You know, I've heard of this sister before. But, see, we got to understand that these, like Tamir was saying, that these are the type of things that aren't really new to us. We've been inventing things since the creation of civilization. It's just that, like you were saying, that this type of information isn't common because you know, when we first came here, we weren't even considered human beings. And for all these non-human beings to come up with all these so-called firsts, you know, it says a lot about who we really are as opposed to who people say who we are. And that's really more important.
Okay. Thank you very much for that comment. And as we continue, Walter, you know, you being one of the youngest in the room, right, what comment, if you have any, would you like to add?
Just another person in history that, you know, we're all learning about today who's made a mark on history. really adding something to value to our country that we still use today. That is the important thing to take away from this segment.
Okay. Now, that being said, I'd like for Walter to please continue with your next segment of definition.
Yes. And this segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we could achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us, define existence, and not have it defined for us. My definition for this week is forthright. And forthright is a speech of manner, technically direct and outspoken, straightforward and honest. So when you're talking forthright, you're really talking directly and you're being honest with somebody. You're not holding back and you're expressing yourself of how you feel. And they're probably wondering why this relates to today's show. And when we talk about people like Ketanji Brown Jackson, we're talking about somebody who had to be forthright with what she was feeling and how she wanted to get her position of power. To get something like that, you can't hold back. You can't be scared, really, of verbal confrontation with another person. You can't be scared, you know, to have people disagree with you, to have people want to attack you verbally. You have to be forthright with the things that you say and express yourself so that they can understand you as well and that other people could support you, support your ideas. Because just imagine somebody with this type of position who's very hesitant about the things that they say. You don't think that nobody's really going to support that person. Nobody's going to want to trust that person in a position like Supreme Court judge. You want somebody who is going to be very honest, somebody who is going to be straightforward with what they say. People who come out like that and come out very confidently is somebody that a lot of people are going to support and going to want to follow because they're going to believe that they know what they're doing and they know what they're talking about. So really that concludes what I have for my piece on forthright as my definition for this week. You know, anybody in the panel could add on to, you know, people they believe are forthright people or, you know, ways to be more like that on 89.5 WSOU.
Okay. Now, the sounds of Rihanna.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my dome.
Time we shine together, told you I'll be
Okay, and we're back. And I'd like to thank everyone. Right now, the transitioning is going to be straight into our next two segments, which is Definitions by Justin Hill, and then Curtains by Walter Pierce. And then we'll conclude with our panelists making comments and suggestions. So without any further ado, I'd like to turn it over to the real deal, Justin Hill, for your definition segment of the day.
Welcome back, everybody. Like Mr. Bay said, it is now my definition segment, and it will be on the word consciousness. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basic care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And consciousness refers to your individual awareness of your unique thoughts, memories, feelings, sensations, and environments. Essentially, your consciousness is your awareness of yourself and the world around you. This awareness is subjective and unique to you. And also, if you can describe something you are experiencing in words, then it is a part of your consciousness. And that concludes my segment on definitions.
Okay. Thank you. Great job. And we're going to chop it up. But before we do, we're going to go straight to our next segment presented by Walter Pierce. And that segment is Curtains, which is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtains of the stage. And we've just listened to the music of our Curtains feature for today. You see, many times recording artists have grown rich from the community, but Curtains is the segment where we find out what the artist has done behind the curtain of the stage to make a difference in the community and other people's lives. And today, without any hesitation, Curtains serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of her genius and her involvement in influencing all people's style and creativity in the world today. Take it away.
Thank you for that introduction. And my current segment person for this week is on Rihanna. And let's talk about the different charities and foundations that Rihanna supports, which include the Alzheimer's Association, Bid to Be AIDS, City of Hope, Clara Lionel Foundation, which we'll talk about a little bit, Grammy Foundation, Kids Wish Network, Live Earth, Los Angeles Police Memorial Foundation, Red Cross, Save the Children, Stand Up to Cancer, the Black Eyed Peas Foundation, and the UICEF. Causes that she supports especially are abuse, adoption, fostering, orphans, AIDS, HIV, Alzheimer's disease, at-risk and disadvantaged youth, organ donation, bullying, cancer, and creative arts. Now, I said we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the Clara Lionel Foundation. And that foundation was created because Rihanna is somebody who is a person who speaks out against climate change and really supports the idea of making the earth more cleaner and better for people to live in. So it is reportedly that she has donated about $15 million towards the cause of, you know, making earth cleaner to limit climate change. And this is something that is very important, especially because, you know, it shows that we have people out here who care heavily about our earth to make, you know, donations towards making it better. And, you know, this is something that's not really talked about a lot, but it is something that is probably the most important thing about, you know, Rihanna, her ability to not only get caught up all in the fame of her being a great musician, one of the greatest, but using all of that fame and wealth she has generated into, you know, a cause that's helped support all people in our world. So again, I want to thank you for listening. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
Okay. And before I play another selection of her music, I'd like to get our panel in. And basically, here's an opportunity for everyone, if you choose to make a comment about the overall broadcast of today and on the definition of forthright, the definition of consciousness, or the female billionaire, right? So we're going to start with Val. Val, any comment that you'd like as we round out our show with 5 minutes left? Yes. All right. So it sounds like we have the Black Librarian. Step up to the mic and give us your summation.
I think forthright is a great word to use, great definition, conscious as well. I think that to be forthright is to be forthcoming, honest as possible. And sometimes you can be as honest as possible without even making a comment. It's the way you live. It's how you move. The consistency of what you're doing, and staying the course. In terms of consciousness is being aware, unconditionally aware, and making sure that you know that you have a way in which you can measure yourself in terms of where you want to go. I think the best example of the two of being forthright and conscious is Rihanna. As we know that she's a multi-billionaire at this point now, and she's done so many different things to not only change her life but to change other people's lives. And I think she's forthright and conscious. Thank you.
Flying under the radar, Tanisha Gardner.
Yeah, forthright is definitely a powerful word. We definitely need more of that in our society, and it's a shame that they are limiting free speech. So maybe that should be the word of the day for the world, to be forthright and also to be conscious. Yeah, we definitely have to be conscious of the things that we are doing and how it affects another person. So just because you're forthright means, you know, if someone is going through something, help them. And like how our radio show, you know, puts you in a position to be able to think for yourself, do research for yourself, and make yourself better. So it's very important. So today was a great show.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Harris, I need to let you know, because you're in on this, but in the studio yesterday morning, one of the discussions that I had with these young geniuses was that we live in a society of contradiction. And if you're not conscious, you can be fooled by misinformation. Anyway, that takes you off on another road. But take it away, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, that is true. And it's sometimes it's good for the younger generation to kind of understand that there are different things that are going on in the world, and there's going to be a point where they're going to be running stuff, and it's best to be running stuff from a mindset of understanding their surroundings and their conditions, you know, which is what kind of what consciousness is about a little bit, you know. And it has, you know, education is the best way to build awareness, but blending all of that stuff together makes you conscious. That's the wisdom that comes from all the information that you get. And, you know, and like the Black Librarian was saying, Rihanna kind of lives those two words. You know, she's to be as young as she is, because I believe she's still in her 30s. And she's really, she's killing it out here in the so-called real world. And these are things that we have to understand, that we all have a powerful gift that we're born with. And we have to understand that the hardest part is to figure out what your gift is. because everybody is pushing everybody in certain areas, and that's not as important as where you need to be, where your place is. That's where you're going to really shine. So be conscious of that. And then the rest of it will take care of itself.
Okay. All right. Our final words are going to come from our two student hosts. Take it away. What you think about the show, your final summation, Justin, the real deal, Justin Hill, and then close us out, Mr. Walter Pierce. Take it away, Justin, first.
Today I thought it was great. New things.
Okay, close us out, Walter.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. Quest Youth Radio is the
everybody.
Best youth
radio.
Sure.